He's on 2190.
Walter. Hey, Warren.
Here, and he's going to kind of be my top man in this political field. He's forgotten more than all of us know.
Yes, sir.
Now, he's raising hell because some of the letters not answered. I don't mean that to sound real tough, but he just says be awfully careful to see that your letter's answered. Ms. Amy Guffey Miller, National Committee woman, couldn't get a letter answered here at the White House, not before we came in. And you can see how that'd make you feel if a governor or a national committee one or some of them didn't answer them.
Sure do.
So you have a meeting of that staff.
That's set at 5:30 this afternoon, sir.
5:30. Now just tell them that we want to report every morning on my desk how many letters we carry over that night, and I don't want any carried over, even if they come on the 4 o'clock mail. And if we have to print a form, let's print them and catch up, but then let's get some robotypers and go out with some of these business schools and hire the people out of our emergency funds and get them answered.
All right, sir.
Now, will you have Jack at that meeting so he's a good administrator and see if he can carry through, too?
Yes, sir.
Hopkins and get the whole outfit. Okay.
All right, sir.
Any other news?
Well, not anything rushing or urgent, I believe. Senator Hayden wants to come see you to talk about the Central Arizona project before he leaves to go home for Christmas. This fellow Brenner...
Get Udall to brief you on what I should say to him.
All right.
What else?
This fellow Brenner, you know, that you asked him to bring in, that's under consideration for patents, is coming in. I think he's on your schedule, though, probably.
Who is he?
He's the one that the Secretary of Commerce recommended for patents office. You told Dungan to get him in here. They're bringing him. He's coming in to see me at 4:15.
I won't see him now. What about our council internal revenue?
It hasn't moved any further.
Get me a page from him right away on his qualifications and tell Abe that I want to do it and see if he and Carol have any objection.
All right.
Or if they agree. Tell him I sure would like to do that.
See, I've talked to her twice. She doesn't agree, but...
Well, talk to Abe. He told me the other day she'd do whatever I wanted to do.
All right.
Tell him that's what he told me, and I don't want to do anything that makes her mad. Well, why doesn't she agree?
She doesn't think he's qualified. She's too young and doesn't have the experience.
Oh, well. He can get that damn quick. Tell her you got to have a better one then.
Right.
Qualified by feeling. Okay.
All right, sir.
Now let me know an answer on that this afternoon because we ought to move on that.
Yes, sir. All right, sir.
Yes, please. Hello.